Hello and welcome to In the Kitchen with Mary Mac. Today we're making pound cake, the classic cake that weighs a lot more than a pound. So, pound cake is a cake that in the old days was made 4 ingredients, 1 pound of each. So it was 1 pound of butter, 1 pound of eggs, 1 pound of sugar, and 1 pound of flour. And you would combine these and bake them in a big loaf pan, and there was your pound cake. I did a little bit of research because I knew it was a very old cake, and the first recipe recorded of this cake came from Great Britain, and it was in the mid-1700s in a cookery book. They say the origins of it are like Europe, Northern Europe. There's a French version of a pound cake. There's a British version. There is an Irish version, a German version. And these are slightly different amongst themselves. They're all very old. I would say the British and the French, I think, are the oldest, the two oldest versions. The cake came to the Americas in the late 1700s and turned up in a cookbook. So it's also old here. It has an old tradition here. In its original format, there was no leavening agent in it, such as baking powder or baking soda, because they didn't exist at that time. They were a little bit more modern, 1800s. In the 1700s and before, when you made a cake, you used a whole bunch of eggs for two reasons. One, so that your cake would rise, and two, because eggs were small. So, you know, now you go into the grocery store and they have these monstrously large jumbo eggs. They have what? Jumbo, extra large, large, medium. They used to have small eggs, but I haven't seen those in ages. So eggs were very small and they used a lot of eggs. I have a recipe from the mid-1800s for a wedding cake and it has like 18 eggs in it. So it's, you know, you needed a lot of eggs because you didn't have the leavening agents. In its original state, it's obviously a pretty dense cake, but it's using basically what people would have had on hand at the time. You would have butter, you would have eggs, flour. Sugar would be something that would not be on hand. It would be a special item, but those are things that you could lay your hands on. When I was looking for the recipe that I wanted, I was looking through all my cookbooks. Some of the recipes were more modernized already. I have a variety of cookbooks at home. The older pound cake recipes don't have any milk or sour cream or oil or anything like that in them. So when you get a more modern pound cake recipe, it'll have those sorts of things in it because people want to make a moist pound cake. And one thing that pound cakes generally are not is they're not particularly moist. They are a dense and sturdy cake that is a wonderful foundation for like strawberries, for strawberry shortcake. A slice of pound cake is perfect for that. It's delicious for fruit syrups to be on it. Apparently, the one thing that people loved a pound cake for is they would slice it and put jam on it. And that would be like a dessert, you know, just slicing it and putting jam on it. So pound cakes were made for fruit. They were made for something syrupy. They were made for lemon juice or orange juice could be drizzled over them to give them a little bit of flavor.
Isn't that what you use in a trifle is pound cake?
Pound cake was used in trifles. And why do you think that is?
Because it soaks up everything.
Yes. And it's an old cake and nobody wanted to waste any cake. So you made your pound cake, ate it for like 2 or 3 days, and then you cut it up in little pieces and mixed it with some whipped cream and fruit and made it into a trifle. So yes, it's a very versatile thing. So nowadays, when you look up pound cake recipes, you will find anything from the butter will be reduced and it will be made up with sour cream or heavy cream or milk. You will probably have some that don't even have butter that have oil in them. Some of them use different flavorings. The original pound cake didn't even use a flavoring, but typically they would have vanilla in them, you know, when vanilla became available. But now pound cakes might have, you might have almond, you might have orange, you might have lemon. You know, they're already flavored in them, which is nice. The pound cake is a very versatile cake in that way. Typically, if you do a full pound cake, a lot of recipes have that where it's just an extremely large amount of batter. That is made in a bundt cake pan. The bundt cake pan is a perfect vehicle for it because it's a sturdy cake. It needs to be able to support itself and stand alone. That's the type of pan that you would use for a full recipe. Sometimes on the full recipes that use a pound of butter, they will tell you to use two loaf pans, and you can also do that. So you get 2 9x5 loaf pans. You get 2 out of that. Another thing pound cakes are great for is using a cake mold. Cake molds come in an incredible variety of shapes anymore. And the thing about using a cake mold is you can't really ice your cake. Nordic ware makes a lot of these ones that look like castles or flowers. If you put a normal sponge cake in there, you can't ice it. So what you want to do with a cake like that is drizzle liqueur or juice or a very thin icing over, you know, so you can still see the beautiful outline of your expensive cake pan, right? So a pound cake is great for that because it doesn't need any icing. It can actually, it doesn't even need the drizzle. So you could do a pound cake in one and it'll stand there. It will be as strong as the actual castle itself.
I feel like I've seen bundt cakes as well, where it's like a dusting of powdered sugar on the top and that's it.
Yep, and that's plenty. That's really all you need. So they're a nice cake for that. They're a great cake if somebody doesn't like icing, I can tell you that. But like I said, they're made to be served with jam or a fruit compote or crushed strawberries with sugar or blueberries or something like that. They're made for that sort of thing. They'll suck up all that juice, put a little whipped cream on there, and they're just wonderful. So here is the recipe that I have. I hate to even say this. I have adapted this, but I didn't really do anything much to it. This is basically the Better Homes and Gardens cookbook from 1981 recipe with a couple of slight changes in it. Not many, but a couple. This recipe is very basic. It makes one loaf of a pound cake. If you wanted to make two loaves, like if you were having people over for strawberry shortcake and you wanted to make more, double the recipe. It's very easy. And this, I'm going to call this a half pound cake, I think, because it's like a half pound. This recipe is probably like a mid-century recipe, 1950s era, because it doesn't have a lot of things done to it. It's so flavorful. It's a funny thing because, you know, there's nothing in here really, but it's such a flavorful cake that it's really enjoyable. It's a fairly simple recipe. Just follow the instructions and you'll be fine. It's a wonderful scratch cake. So here we go. You'll need 1 cup of butter. That's 2 sticks. At room temperature, 4 large eggs at room temperature, 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1 cup of sugar, and 1.5 teaspoons of vanilla. You'll need a 9x5x3 loaf pan. You want to preheat your oven to 325 for this cake. Grease and flour your loaf pan so it's ready to go, and then start the cake. So in a medium bowl, I should mention this before I get started. You don't want to overbeat this cake once your flour is added. You want to just mix it, so keep that in mind as you're making this, because you don't want to overwork your batter. So in a medium bowl, mix your flour, baking powder, and salt, and then set that aside. In a large bowl, you're going to take your 1 cup of butter and beat that with a mixer on medium speed until it's all blended together about 30 seconds. Gradually add the sugar and beat that in really well until it's nice and fluffy, about 5 minutes. Add the vanilla now. Now you're going to add your eggs one at a time and beat them 1 minute after each egg is added. Scrape your bowl really well with a rubber scraper every once in a while, but you want to, especially after adding your eggs, go around it really well with your rubber scraper to make sure that everything is mixed in. Start adding your flour a little at a time and beat on low just to mix. Do not overbeat. What I did was I just barely, maybe 15 seconds after each little bit of flour, and then I took my beaters out and cleaned them off, and then I took my rubber scraper and just turned that batter over and over to make sure that there was no dry flour remaining. You want to turn your batter into the prepared pan, clean your bowl out real good, and level your batter off as good as you can. So it's not like a whole lot on one end, because this is not moving. When you bake this, it is not moving. It's going to just lay right where you put it. So try and level it out and then put that into the oven for 55 to 65 minutes. This cake bakes at a low temperature for a longer time. So don't turn your oven up and try to rush it. Just take your time. This last one took a good hour. This is why you want to make sure your butter and your eggs are at room temperature, because anything to cool this off is going to even make it take longer, okay? When your cake is done, it'll test done with a toothpick or a cake tester. It might be cracked in the middle on the top, but you'll be able to tell if it's baked. Take it out of the oven and cool it in the pan for 15 minutes on a wire rack. Then run around the cake with a butter knife and then very carefully release it from the pan and let it cool. If you can't wait, you can slice it warm and then put your strawberries on it and your whipped cream and eat it right away. Not that I did that, but I'm just saying. Of course I did that. What are you kidding me? The way to store this is, once it's cool, wrap it in plastic wrap and then put it in a Ziploc bag or an airtight container, and it'll keep really well. Serve it with fruit and whipped cream, and it is wonderful. This is a good one for Easter. You can make it ahead and freeze it. They freeze really well. It also, like I said, it makes a great pound cake if you double the recipe. It makes a nice molded cake too. So there you go, the classic pound cake recipe for you to enjoy. And strawberry season is coming, so now you're prepared.
And make sure to check us out online on Facebook and Threads at Mary Mac Bakehouse, on Instagram at Mary Mac Bakehouse and Mary Mac Podcast, and on our website, marymacpodcast.com.
Thanks a lot for listening if you did, and if you didn't, too bad for you.